opinion. Will you start to
Love
tell
us? Radio.
It's supposed to be started. No music's playing. Uh-oh. There we go.
For the lot, confess that the best times got the worst rhymes, and I don't think I'm the first to find my life devoted less to lyrics than it is to my struggle for Pyrrhic victory in the race to be the interwebs number one devotee. Yep, smutty little things that appear on screen.
You know, I had no idea what that was when I played it.
Well, now you do.
Now I do.
That's not true.
I don't like y'all right now.
Are you... Now I'm going to share a little known fact about lice, Ginger Man.
Oh, God.
Black people cannot get lice, but I can because I had that gender-confused hair, and I found it out riding with my friend.
The hair
coils is too curly, generally, mm-hmm. But my hair is somewhere in between, so I can. So I'm riding home with my friend. They call her and tell her son has lice, so we have to leave work together because we're carpooling. And I'm sitting there laughing. You know, we're in the walkers. I'm like, ha, ha, ha. You got lice, la la la. And the lady looks at me and she looks at my hair. You need to get some too. I was like, why? No, baby. The stuff you got on your head, yeah. That gender confused shit, whatever it is you got, you could get them too. I was like, damn. So there we are with comb, the lice comb and stuff, like for hours. So, yeah, not fun. Right, now you know.
I'm itchy. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I got shit crawling on me now. We were telling stories.
Right on your ankle.
Don't make me scream. I will scream in this show. All right. Let me introduce the show now that I'm kind of freaking out. All right. It's Thursday. It's June 13, 2013. I'm Snow White. I totally forgot I was going to say for a minute. That's what that pause was. I felt something on my arm. I kind of had to look at it. It's okay. I'm good
now.
I'm Snow White, a little freaked out because all these stupid stories we were telling. We have our boss lady, who freaked me out even more because now I'm a head edges, Corey / Gaminatrix. Damn it. We also have Ginger Rocks, who's also feeling a little...
Were you going to say all itchy. Breasts? Is that
seriously,
what
I know. No. Like my bangs are all like flyaways, whatnot. So, yeah, every time like breeze hits them now, I'm like, oh my God, there's something on me.
I like the whole like escalation into the high res.
That is how that works, though. Oh,
we also have a very special guest. You guys know him. He is kind of hanging out with us to give us a lowdown on some shiznit that's happening with E3. You're all, but it's chicken.
He got me right.
Huh?
You're all.
Yeah. What do you do?
You know what? We will kill you. You do not.
No, I thought somebody was talking.
I was. To you.
Oh, okay.
He's not even paying attention.
No, I really am. I thought somebody was talking, saying something after you had introduced me, so I was just waiting.
Oh, that's not going to help you.
So, hello, welcome
yeah.
to the show.
Yeah, hey, how's it going? Yeah, how's it going?
Where's my swag, yo?
The flag, yeah.
He thinks I'm joking. Where'd be my flag?
I couldn't find it. I really couldn't find it. Some interesting things at E3 today. This group called I guess it's like Jesus Gamers.
Go ahead and throw that out there, Ginger. Yeah, we're
going to
go right into the middle of this.
There you go. GameSearch.com. So I get there, and, you know, I see, you know, Jesus with an Xbox controller and a headset. And I was like, okay, it sounds pretty cool, like a little Christian organization who are gamers. Cool. So I look down at his shirt, and it says, yeah, Gay Gamers for... I guess it's like gay gamers for game and church or whatever they're called. So I was like, pretty interesting. Okay, maybe they're just extremely liberal. That sounds cool. Then I asked them for their card and stuff. And then they was like, yeah, you want a beer? So on the next table, they were just giving out free beer to people.
Yeah.
So here's a Bible, here's some beer.
Yeah, and they gave me a Bible.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be one way to get me into church, because, which won't happen any other way.
I was like, you know, I'm pretty agnostic, but, you know, I can see where they get that. You know, they seem non-judgmental. They're nice.
Well,
they're kind.
I'm really...
So, did you play the game at all?
They're an organization of gamers, of Christian gamers. It's not a game.
Wait a minute. Okay. Hang on. For real. Hang on. What? Okay, so... Organization of Christian Gamers, totally down with that. That's fine. I don't care. Okay? You're handing out Bibles. What? Okay, fine. All right, well, I'll go with that. I don't have to take it if I don't want it. But you're offering beer, too?
Yeah.
You know if some people are just going to come up to the booth, take the beer, the Bible, and then chuck the Bible as soon as they're gone. Oh, you know what?
You got some Miller Lite on you, dog?
Exactly. You got some Corona back there, maybe a little lime. Throw that in there. That'd be good.
I mean, you know, I felt bad because I was really thinking about doing that, but then, like, I felt really bad. Then it was like a moment of guilt was going to shower over me if I would have did that.
You got no Shutterbox on you, though?
Nah, see.
And they were actually giving people...
I have the whole guilt issue. I'd be like, all right, whatever.
And they were actually giving people two servings of beer.
What? Oh, see, no.
Yeah, they're actually giving everybody
Wait a minute,
two
you know
servings.
What? That's interesting because you have to I don't know about California, but you couldn't do that in Texas. TABC license and serving to possible minors and...
Well, I mean, it was with the assumption that, you know, you couldn't be under 18 within...
They didn't check any IDs, though, did they?
Yeah, they checked mine.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, because I guess on the last day, people give their passes to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So they were checking to see if the ID matched what was on the pass, yeah.
Okay, they were responsible. Oh, something on me.
And I was just like, you know, I mean, they just seem like some cool people. Like, I play games with them.
You know, the thing is, like, I have no issues with religious types at all. None. As long as you're not trying to push what you believe on me. That's my only thing.
Yeah, they weren't pushing. Yeah, they weren't pushing.
They would get told off in a heartbeat. I don't like that. Don't push your beliefs on me.
Yeah, they weren't at all. They were just cool, genuine, nice people. They were just like, here's a beer. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And they had their own bartender. Yeah, no lie.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all the news that has me floored. Okay. Your all calls me around 2:30 today, and he's going on about something. Yeah, and he's excited, because y'all do that on occasion. Y'all tell me about stuff, and I go, uh-huh, because, you know, that's nice. Really? Then he says, oh, my God, is that Peter Molyneux? And I went, what?
What?
Yeah, see, that's what I was like. And he says, oh, my God. Then he doesn't say anything for a few minutes. He says, just one second, hold on. So I kind of hear him talking in the distance. I can't tell what he's doing. He's gone for like a minute or two. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, I hope nothing's going on. What happened? You know, did Peter push him down, take his lunch money? I don't know. He comes back on. He goes, oh, my God, I was just talking to Peter Molyneux. I said, did you get any pictures? Did you talk to him? Well, no, I didn't want to disturb him. You know, you're supposed to disturb him.
I mean, he was just chilling. You know, he was walking. He was in a rush. He had an electronic cigarette in his hand, smoking.
It doesn't matter. You're basically like a journalist. You know, mow his ass down.
I don't know why that one just floored him. If you all have seen your all's Facebook page, he's got pictures with some of everybody. Gaming industry music. I don't know why Peter Molyneux just threw him. He could not get a picture. He's like,
dude,
oh my God.
I would have been all up. That would have been. Hey, do you mind if I take a picture real quick? Well, let me ask you this couple questions from my web. I don't think so much. Hello.
Yeah.
You don't get cut.
Mm-hmm. I'm being cut for a lot of other things, right?
Yeah, but this one you're really getting cut for.
Mm-hmm. We've got a list going, just so you know.
But I did get something really cool, though, today.
Unless it's a present for me, I don't care. No. See, I already told him division swag. If I get out of it, he gets. To, no, he does not get to come back.
Oh, I did get division swag. That's
yay!
They gave me a gat, one of those SARS
packs. A gat.
A what?
They have one of them SARS face masks. Like,
oh, my
salt.
God.
Like ones that hook over the back, like ones that hook over your ears?
Yeah, like a SARS mask.
Wait, it's a real
anything?
SARS mask?
Yeah, it's a real SARS mask.
Does it say anything?
No, it's just a it's one of those face masks.
So they just went down to, like...
It's a it had some other stuff in it, too. Oh, and it had a survival kit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. It had, like, a little survival kit.
Well, what was in the survival kit?
A book, a little booklet of things to get to make a survival kit.
Wait, what?
They gave
you a survival kit that included a book with things to get to put in a survival kit.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like a makeshift one with a book in it.
All righty then, District. You people are odd.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny, actually. I think I would crack up if I saw that.
Yeah, it was funny. I got it. Yeah, it was funny.
I think I would crack up.
But the Ouya booth was cool. Ouya booth, and yeah, that truck was blocking.
You finally did make it to the Ouya booth.
Yeah, the truck was still there.
Did you find out what happened?
They were just pretty much saying that, you know, the ESA didn't want them there. And that pretty much, I guess they have some type of vendetta against them because they went outside of what the ESA was looking for.
Oh, they pulled a Kickstarter on them is what they did.
Yeah, pretty much. And they were pretty much like, yeah, the truck was still there. So the truck, if you're on Fig Figueroa, where the convention center, you know, Staples Center, all that is, if you're going and you look toward where Hill is, you can't see it. Because it's actually at this nightclub. It's on the parking lot of this nightclub. That's
but
across the street.
Nobody knows why they just didn't want them there, huh? Nobody...
Yeah, nobody knows. They wouldn't even tell. They were just like, they just gave me the, like, they're just, you know, they just didn't want us there.
I'm smelling a story. Something's going on.
I'm smelling something, but I don't know if it's a story.
Well, I message. Nobody wants to respond. Somebody going to tell me something.
Yeah.
I'm going to hurt
like
somebody.
I said, they're like, extremely, like, quiet about it. They just said, they just don't want us there or something like that, something. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
So I go to the Ouya booth, and I see this guy and this kid talking, and the guy had on an Ouya shirt. He was talking to this kid. So, and they were just playing talk about this game. That was looking pretty cool. And I was like, cool. So I pulled him over. I assumed that he was the developer of the game. He was like, no. He pointed to the kid. And the kid's like this 8-year-old who, like, programmed this game or whatever. Because he, like, broke his leg.
What game was it?
It's called Astronaut Rescue.
Wow.
It's, like, Ouya exclusive. And it's pretty cool. It's dope. His dad works for Adobe.
That's why he was able to do it. You explained everything right there.
He said his dad said he programmed the game himself, but his dad actually did the art assets.
Wow.
Yeah, and he programmed the game himself.
Ouya.
Yeah. Also hilarious that when you go between menus.
I found it. Okay.
When you go between menus.
Timothy Grotman.
Let's see. The boy's name, I have it on in my notes. Where is my cell phone?
Alright, so this is supposed to be it, what I'm showing you right now.
Okay. I can't find my phone. Oh, here we go.
So you have to save the astronauts that are on these asteroids.
Yeah, something like that.
An 8-year-old did this, just so you guys know what you're looking at. 8 years old. Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool game. It played great. I actually played it for a minute.
Look, I was like, press it and restart it.
Yeah, I actually played it for quite a minute. Yeah, it was really cool. His name is Noah Grass.
His name is Noah Grass?
Grass, yeah. Noah Grass.
Wow.
And, yeah, he was actually on his way to a national ski competition because he had won a local. And he's, like, he just broke his knee. I mean, he, like, broke and, like, shattered his knee. So he was out for, like, 6 months. when he actually found out he was going to be out for 6 months, as he found out he actually had made nationals. So,
aw, poor guy.
So his dad was like, well, instead of sitting around, you just make a video game. So he just made one. And his dad taught him how to do it. And he programmed it. He said it took him like a month to program, and his dad did all the art assets for it.
So that is absolutely amazing. His leg was broken, but that was not your destiny, young Padawan. You were
meant to be
a game developer. You were meant to be a developer. Your generation needs you. Because our generation is fucked. You see what our generation's doing with the games, don't you?
Nothing. Right, right.
We are fucked.
We are. I don't even know what is going on nowadays. I just kind of sit back and look at the game industry and go, what? Like, what else are you supposed to say other than, huh?
Nothing. Just look at them and cry.
Yeah.
Look at them and cry and beg for mercy because that's what they want. Okay, now, any other interesting things you saw at E3 you would like to share for it with us?
One of the coolest video previews I saw was they actually had one of actually it's two, the Mad Max one.
Mad Max was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty.
He called me Mad Max. And
it was
like,
awesome. So it's pretty much. I don't know if you guys have played Just Cause.
No.
Okay. Pretty much open world, but it's just like super ridiculous.
Well, probably our best comparison would be Fallen Earth, because that's what we saw. When we looked at it, that's what we were saying.
Yeah, it's kind of a mix of that with...
Let me give it to Ginger, because we got a trailer. We can do a trailer while we chat. While we chit-chat.
You'll give me a trailer.
I say kind of like Fallen Earth, kind of art style, but it's more... it's more grounded to Just Cause. And, like,
That's funny because the developers of Fallen Earth modeled their game after Book of Eli and Mad Max.
Yeah. There you go. Pretty much, the biggest thing is that it's like that, but it's actually kind of focused around survival outside of missions. So, like, it's like gas is limited. You have to eat.
Like Fallen Earth.
Yeah, stuff like that, yeah. But the action is awesome. Like, it's actual combat as far as, like, shooting combat. You know, like, kind of like shoot. It's like, plays like a third-person shooter at times, but there's a couple melee stuff. But what they did was they kind of also focused the vehicular combat around how it is in the movies. So,
I get my explosions when I roll over people.
Yeah, like, you have to roll. Yeah, like, it's like enemy drivers will like actually pull over to the side of the car, and then some people come up from the back and try to hop on the car, and you have to fight them while you're driving off of.
Oh, I like that already.
So it's like that.
What was that? That
was me choking on my teeth.
It sounded like a baby crying for a minute.
I didn't know if she was crying or laughing.
I was like, it's not that bad. It's okay.
I was choking, my bad.
It's kind of like, you know, the scene, you've seen Beyond Thunderdome and Mad Max, right? You've seen the original films, right?
No, I actually, that was before.
That was
my mother. My mother was a closet geek, so she would go see all these, and then she, you know, when we had to watch them, you know, when they, you know, okay, before they had DVRs and VCRs, you could only watch these movies when they would come to TV, and they'd do like a marathon all day, so I remember it was like all Mad Max Sunday or something. And, you know, we had to watch Mad Max all day. I didn't catch all of it. I just got tired of looking at it.
Well, you know, there's a scene where somebody tries to jump on top of the hood of his car, and then he does, like, a super close-range shotgun blast to the face.
Shots on them? Should have just hit him.
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying, you know how, like, they try to jump on top of the car, and he just does a shotgun to their face?
Uh-huh.
It happens like that. Like, it's combat inside the vehicle while you're driving.
Blam! Shotgun to the face. Okay.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, you know the character Wallace or whatever his name was.
I remember.
His like mechanic. Well, he was in the back of the car, like standing on top of the back of the car, and he had a gun, and he shot his gun, this like harpoon gun, at one of the wheels of the enemy car, and like yanked it off.
Okay, that's impossible.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the movie. Like, he shot the, like, the little harpoon gun.
Now,
and
does anybody know who's doing the voice? Did they actually get Mel Gibson?
No.
There would be a drunken rant if he did, but still.
Yeah.
It would be funny.
Yeah, no, they didn't. Yeah, they didn't even bring up who was voicing who.
I wonder if they got an Aussie to do it.
What I've heard some rumors say is that they're gonna get the guy who's doing who's starring in the remake.
Oh God, they shouldn't do that.
Yeah, they're gonna. I was like, obviously, Mel isn't gonna be up for the task.
No, Mel's not up for a lot of tasks. He show up drunk. He's stumbling around. He's trying to put on the vest that don't fit anymore.
Oh my God.
These pants are awfully tight. You don't even talk like that anymore. Why are you talking like that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was cool. Like I said, the combat was just, like, crazy brutal. It's like this little...
Okay, hold on. Yeah. I'm sorry. I have to bring something up. See, the one thing that bothers me is a lot of games use brutal combat and use all these pretty graphics with blood splatters to make up for lack of storyline. What I want to know is, how's the storyline?
What they did was got some of the writers, like, I guess the writers who did the last Mad Max film, which I think that was the one with Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's
the Thunderdome.
Yeah,
that one I know.
Yeah,
oh,
and it's Thunderdome. Yeah, it's actually like the continuation of that. And the story actually, in kind of a funny gameplay device, which it actually takes place. It starts off with Max actually getting his interceptor stolen. So you actually have to build your own car, Mad Max style, and it goes around customization and stuff like that.
It sounds like it's got a lot of RPG simulator characteristics that might be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of like I said, it's just like the combat driving kind of in a van, like Jeff.
You just like the combat, you know. We got three different kind of women gamers here.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, but thing is though, you know, from it's only a 15-minute video, and from what you saw, it wasn't like you could be able to piece things together.
Yeah, not too much. They're not going to
show much.
When did they say it's due out?
It's the next one, 2014.
Oh. God. Why do they do that? Stop showing me stuff I can't have till next E3.
Yeah.
Did you know that's when they'll show it to you? It's due out next week. And it's Ginger, what is with that picture? I've made a huge mistake.
I also see the compilation I'm putting together right now. So. Yeah, when Jen gets quiet, it's not because I'm not.
You up to no good. You're bad. You're bad.
Up to no good. It's all right. It's all right, though.
Another two things. Two things. Okay. Also, Techland, who did Dead Island, they're working on. I told you yesterday that they showed the video of Daylight, that game they're doing with Warner. But they're also doing another game called Bloodbath or something, and it's actually an event. I don't know if you play Heretic or Hexen.
I wanted to play Heretic and never got to play.
Yeah, it's like a run and gun shooter, but it's set in like medieval times. And they're going.
Yeah, I think they showed that at E3 last year, and we were all going nuts and we wanted to play it, and then it just fell off the map.
Yeah, I think they brought it back.
They need to.
Also, I don't know how I got into this, but because I didn't even have a pass or anything, but EA let me into their Ignite demonstration, which was cool.
You mean you really don't know why they let you in? You really don't know?
I wasn't on the list. I just snuck in. I don't know.
You didn't sneak in.
Oh, okay.
You know what they did? They looked down and saw your badge and said, if we don't let him in, that fucking Corey is going to be all mouth tomorrow. What? That's why they let you in.
I'll take that. But yeah, EA Sports, so you know the EA Sports big thing for next gen is Ignite, the Ignite engine. That's going to power like FIFA, MMA, NBA Live, and Madden or whatever. They actually had hands-on like tech demos. They actually had like a private tech demo look on top of all like what they're gonna look like. The cool thing, I'm breaking down each one. MMA is awesome. What they did with the models for MMA is
did we get girls?
They didn't even mention any of that. They didn't even mention gameplay, how it's going to go or whatever. They just show what they're doing and how it kind of might affect gameplay. But each character has an actual cardiovascular system.
Oh, what?
Oh, no, see, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if you watch MMA or UFC.
Not really, but I grasp the concept.
Okay, so pretty much it has two things, cardiovascular system, and it's actually soft body, full body deformation. So instead of having any, like, I don't know if you notice in fighting games that involve grappling, how it really sometimes doesn't look like they're really grappling them,
mm-hmm.
like actually holding.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually have, like, technology that actually makes them grab the other. Yeah, so for example, they show, like, this light-skinned guy getting put in a chokehold, and you slowly see the blood rush to his face.
Oh.
As he screams in pain, it kind of like slowly, as he like kind of goes out of consciousness.
Oh.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let you video that? Because you should have brought that
video. Yeah,
that
no,
would be awesome.
Yeah, they didn't have any videos allowed or anything like that. Yeah, they were strict about that.
Bastards.
Yeah, they were extremely strict. But yeah, you can like literally see, like, as his hand was going around his neck and pulling up, like his flab went down.
Awesome.
And his face actually turned red, really red. And you can see, like, you know how people get, you know, you've seen somebody get choked out before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you could just see it. It looked just awesome. And also they actually have the full body deformation and the soft body actually relates to the floor. So they actually look like they're actually sticking to the floor as opposed to sliding.
Oh, I got you.
So their feet and hands are like feel tangible as opposed to just being like a pre-canned animation. That was cool about FIFA was like kind of like the biggest thing, and that was actually the only Ignite game.
FIFA's always the biggest thing.
Yeah,
it's huge all of the time.
Yeah, FIFA was like ridiculous. That game looked awesome. I noticed that the other thing that I tried out, they actually had hands-on. FIFA was like the only really game that was playable.
Mm-hmm.
And NBA Live, they had an actual tech demo of kind of like how they're going with the actual dribble technology that they're going for. And that's like they also modeled, I guess with that, they actually modeled the characters so that like, you can actually see, they have, like, this weird little sweat tech. So you can see, like, the sweat actually dripping down, like, through their clothes to the floor.
Wow.
And the ball is actually independent of the character, and it's not a canned animation. So you can actually misdribble a ball. If you, like, if you just move the stick, you can actually misdribble the ball and just lose the ball.
Object-oriented programming in a game. Who would have thought
that? So that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
it's about time somebody implemented it. There's no swag for us, really?
No, I mean, he didn't look at the Sims. I told him specifically, find me some Sims 4 and get a disc.
You're all.
I mean, I didn't, I didn't see anything.
You were not looking.
Okay, hold on. Let's reword this. Did you look?
I scoured.
I don't think he looked. And you know why I scoured. You know why I think he didn't look? Because he is so trying to stall answering right now.
No, I scoured. In fact, I scoured so much that guess what game I played on the evening?
Boy, I wish you could see my eyes rolling right now.
Guess what I played? I played Disney's Infinity. That game was awesome.
What was the other one? Did you end up playing Spark?
No, I didn't get back in that line. That line was too long.
Oh, come on. What? The best game there, and you dink in the freaking line.
Spark.
I did play the DuckTales remake, though.
You are getting cut. You went to go play DuckTales, but you didn't play Spark.
Yeah, so you said DuckTales.
Woo. No, I don't want to play DuckTales.
You guys tell me you're like DuckTales?
No, woo, I don't. I need you to go play Spark. That's what we needed. Spark.
Like, that's how the Mickey's Magic Illusion was awesome.
I didn't want to wait in line.
Mickey's, yeah, I see y'all that about that, like, that hard, that extremely hardcore geeky childhood.
Did he really go there? I think he probably went there.
So you're telling me on Genesis you don't like House of Illusions?
Excuse me, sir. Was he not listening to the news earlier when I went all the way back to Atari 2600, 5200?
You know,
there was a Sega before there was a Genesis.
It doesn't matter how long we've been gamers. The fact is we're gamers now.
I've been a gamer since before you was born. Boy, you still got your price tag on your ear.
Did you say price tag?
Yeah, price tag on your ear. Look, and I'm smacking myself in the hand because that's what I'd be doing if you were here. You still got your price tag in your ear. See, even Molly Pop is going off in the room. You played DuckTales instead of Spark. You could have played Spark. Who does that? Him, apparently, Molly.
But the line was too long.
Yeah.
Sorry, you made me a bottle.
There is nothing like Spark in existence. You should have gone to play. That is historical. Nothing like it. Unique. There's no genre even for the name that Spark is. There's nothing for it.
So did you get to see the, oh no, that's not it. Were any big stars there that you got to see?
Peter Molyneux, who he did not.
Which he didn't even talk to.
Well, he talked to him. He just didn't get any photos for
I didn't see any celebrities there.
I think they're starting to cut that out because they started realizing gamers are not impressed if you have people show up.
Honestly, I think they did all the celebrity stuff at the actual conference.
I want you to take note, you all, that Molly in the chat room says you played DuckTales instead of Spark.
Yeah, I just said that already.
But Lisa Day was there and you didn't go see her?
Wait a minute. What is going on with Snow where you ain't paying attention? I just said that 2 seconds ago. I just read what she said. Well, I'm going to cut you now.
I can't hear half of what y'all are saying, be honest.
I did play a cool indie game, though, called... I think it's been out on PC for a while, but they're bringing it over to PlayStation 2 and Xbox Live. It's called Dive Kick. It's a fighting game, but it's only two buttons, and it's like one hit into match.
Wait a minute, stop. Let me stop you right there. Did you just call us out for talking about we're not old school gamers and you talking about two buttons? Honey, we used to play fighting games with one button.
Yeah, no.
And a joystick. Word.
No, it's not a joystick. I'm saying this button doesn't, this is no joystick involved. It's just two buttons. And it kind of works like, it's like, and the only way to actually win the match is by successfully dive kicking. So you have to jump and then you have to kick them, but because it's different heights of where you can jump. It's like a game of guessing who's going to get on top of the other.
Hotness right there.
Yeah. So it's like super extremely simple. It's no special moves. It's no combos.
Ginger, you're wrong for these pictures, by the way.
It's no.
What you talk about? I would never.
Yeah. It's no combos or anything.
For people who aren't able to get some form of connectivity, it's called Xbox 360. If you don't have internet, stick with the Xbox 360.
I think I saw something that actually made me laugh really, really hard. Penny Arcade did a funny comic about.
I know they were gonna do it.
Oh, they did. Let me put up the link for you. Hold on, give it
to Ginger so she can.
Yeah, I'm gonna. This is. It was just funny. Okay, Ginger, it is in the chat room. They did a funny cartoon. I'm going to wait for you to actually see it. I giggled so hard.
I knew they were going to do something. I was like, this is going to be epic.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. It's pretty epic.
Papa?
You got it?
Pasta? Hide this? Show that. Yep.
The hall is full. I mean.
Give it a second. There you go.
Life crazy. Only one person was bitten by a snake.
really easy to decide which comp to try.
Everybody was breathing like crazy. Only one person was bitten by a snake.
So So basically, yeah. They kind of did a. They were trying. They did a funny way of putting it. They didn't come right out and insult them, but they were like, "Let's talk about the good things that happened during Microsoft."
I love that. That is hilarious.
Full of breathable air. Everybody was breathing like crazy.
Almost nobody died.
And I think Tycho's reaction to what Gabe's saying is the best, though. He's like, "Eek, eek," and he just kind of walks off. Like, I give up. I don't even know.
And that is still news. Okay, since Jarrell did not speak to I'm a man.
Jarrell.
Jarrell. It's like Peter Molyneux went off on Xbox, and he said, you know, that was very unprofessionally done. Everybody's reacting to each other. Sony's reacting to Microsoft. Microsoft's reacting to Sony, and then Microsoft did stupid stuff and. No, he says, I don't think this is the way to go yet type of thing is what he said. He, it was a soft scolding. It's not as bad as it sounds, which we told you about this morning. Why didn't you talk to me? Well, why didn't you kiss him for me?
Because
that little Frenchman, I want to kiss him.
There are obvious reasons that we're not going to get into on this podcast.
There is no reason for not kissing Peter Mullen.
Yeah, there is.
Or at least not sitting in his lap. You should have just said, this is from Corey. You said, I didn't say wriggle. I just said sit on his knee.
Obviously.
He is French. He would understand.
Let's see. Peter Molyneux looks about, what, a buck 20? And I'm about two Benjamins.
Yes.
And a gallon.
So, so magnifique. Oh, mwah. I love you, the French man. I love
you. I think that's sexual assault.
Not if he likes it.
Wait a minute. That's supposed to be harassment, not assault. Yeah, see, you went a whole different direction with that. I said, sit on his knee, not be
right.
And hold him down while you sit on him. Oh, this is for Corey. Oh.
I love y'all. I love y'all so much. Shut up, Peter, take it.
I'm going to sit on his knee.
Some of us like it like that. You know?
No, I'm saying this is him sitting on his knee. Ah! Oh, God. Anyway, he was basically...
I was just smoking a cigarette in the middle, probably like not getting
deal. That's when you needed us there. It wouldn't have been no problem because, you know, we got fluffy cakes and ass. We go everywhere. There ain't no room we can't get into.
Wow. Being a corset and Corey and some booty shorts, we're good to go.
I didn't have on booty shorts when I went to PAX. I had on some tights, though.
There you go. See?
I had on some running tights and a shirt that said Rock Out or something, and I just was like, bam, all the people face, what's up? I need to get in. I need to get in over there. I need to do an interview. I don't want to wait in line.
Oh, I did play some more Killer Instinct today, and I had an actual win streak.
You know what? I'm not talking to you. Excuse me. We're moving on to other topics because you went back to play Killer Instinct, and again, I don't hear the word. I played Spark.
I don't understand how you could miss Spark. Seriously.
Yeah. I watched it a lot.
I am disappointed, Jarrell.
I am disappointed too.
I watched a lot of people play it because I watched. No, okay, but for real talk, I like the setup they had. Though, like I said yesterday, they had the controller and the touchscreen stuff. It looks awesome.
Wait a minute. We do need to jump topic because we're not gonna get a chance to talk about this next week, and we got like 40 minutes left. Actually. Molly, thank you for reminding me the rape thing, the comments that went on. For those of you who don't know, some people are upset. They're saying that what was it? The game they were playing?
They're playing Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct. Killer Instinct. Yeah. The guy made the comment to the girl playing the Killer Instinct that just be quiet or something and wait till it's over.
Yeah.
He said pretty much, you know, just. Go with it. It'll be over in a minute.
It'll be over soon.
No. He said, don't fight it. It'll be over soon.
It was over soon, wasn't it? Going to be over soon.
Okay,
so you have a whole slew of people who are like, oh, how dare he make the rape comment. I think some of you have lost your fucking minds, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, well, the thing is, like I said, it's just so easy to just bring this up because of how bad Microsoft's showing was.
Yeah.
And now these people are just looking for a new way to bash him because it's just
yeah, no, he did not say anything about raping her.
Yeah.
What I heard was two gamers, and it's nothing. I've said that to people, and I'm female. I'm not raping them. I said
he probably has said that to other guys, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is not a rape comment. It's just, I looked at it as, be quiet, take it. This ass whooping I'm giving you is going to be over with soon. I didn't hear I'm raping you. Some of you need to.
Like I said, I think the thing is, like I said, it's just easier to have some controversy considering Microsoft. Because, for example, if Microsoft, if they would have had a good show and they
would have thought twice about
nobody
that.
Would, yeah, it wouldn't have been an issue.
Somebody drank all my water out of my cup.
I
don't
did
know
it.
If it wouldn't
was
have
me.
Been an issue. I think after the last couple of conferences that have gone on where suspect things have been said.
That's not really a suspect thing. You know, obviously, it's a big difference from we got strippers gyrating the coochie in the face from I said, stay still, wait till it's over. Completely, like, you know, night and day. And I get the GDC thing. This one here, it just skated right past me.
Yeah.
I didn't even think anything about it. And then she actually came back and whooped his ass the second game. So
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, she ripped him a new one when they went to play through the second time. I don't see where.
And I know you said you didn't think about it that way. You know, you didn't take it that way. But
yeah.
I don't know if it's because I play with a lot of the younger generation of things. I play with a lot of young kids things, and they do make jokes like this. I tell them, "Yo, dude,
yeah.
That's all."
Well, no,
I planted a shoe in your ass.
This is not a younger generational thing.
I've heard older gamers say it,
but I've heard worse where it is obviously they're being sexist. And you've heard it too. Well, what size? Mm-hmm. What kind of bra are you wearing? Let me see your boobs. Those are very obvious things where I know you're saying you're making a comment because I'm female. This I don't think was female specific at all. It was just a comment, and I don't think it was sexual in nature. It wasn't referring to rape. If he just said I'm raping you, take it. Then yes, Microsoft needs their ass whooped. But I didn't see it that way. I think it was just, as Molly says, not the best choice of words, but it shouldn't be mistaken for something that it isn't at all. We've all here heard worse. I'm telling you, I've heard things. I will not even say on air, and this is our night show. I've heard it said to me.
I've heard something like, is your vagina keeping you from playing right?
Yeah.
Or well, no, it wasn't the word vagina, and it was laced with a few other expletives.
Mm-hmm. Or PMS, they've made this one famous. Says the guy told her, "So what are you doing out of the kitchen? You're playing games." She says, "I am in the kitchen. I'm making a sandwich with one hand and I'm whipping your ass with the other." Clearly, that's a female thing.
Yes.
Clearly, when I hear that, I know exactly they're making the comment because I'm female. I don't think this was female at all. I think he would have said it to a guy on the stage, and again, it probably wouldn't have been so much. It probably wouldn't have made so much hoopla. If it was a guy, they wouldn't have thought anything of it. I think and maybe you are right, maybe people are a little bit overly sensitive because of the things that have happened, but we really shouldn't jump on them about this. What I want you to do is fucking fix my always on. Just fix your damn console so I can get one.
Fix it and fire this guy.
Yes,
hey, this dude should never ever be on camera. With those faces he makes, he should never be on camera.
No.
The shit that he said? Oh, hell no.
Seriously.
The way he was saying
it. Don Matrix.
Matrix, whatever.
Fuck face now on.
Because he is single-handedly alienating pretty much every single fucking gamer out there. And you really want him to be the face of your company? Really?
He's the face, and he was talking and saying all the wrong shit. Saying all the wrong shit with the wrong demeanor on top of that. You know what? Is it just me, or when you see him, I just want to slap him? He's one of those guys.
Yes. He has that face. That looks like he's a chauvinistic pig, and I just want to reach in and yank his throat out.
I'm telling you,
his nose has already been broken once. Somebody needs to hit him on the other side and straighten it for him.
You know what? You are probably right. I'm telling you, if that had been me doing the interview and he'd have been saying that, I'd have just like, he'd be like, what'd you slap me for? Shut up, little bitch.
Wait. Hold on. I actually do have the interview. I put it on hold for this. I knew.
We're going to show it again.
Well, we showed it during the day the other day. We'll show it at night now. Here we go.
Now, see, even Jay's called him a condescending bastard. He really is.
He is. It's
this
ridiculous.
Not the interview, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there he goes. See,
Let me back it up just a little bit.
I got a background. I'm just looking at him. His whole demeanor is just, as Jay said, very condescending. He was like, well, you know, the internet, you know, people are thinking it's going to be down. I just don't see that happening. Bitch, where are you? You know what's bad about
this? Okay, you know what? He needs to come work at our job just for a day.
Yeah, because even though, even in Seattle, some places in Seattle where around Microsoft don't have good internet. You have good internet at Microsoft because you're at Microsoft, honey, because you work there. You need to come down off of the pedestal. Ginger, what you doing, baby? We keep trying to watch the interview. You keep backing
up. Well, I was backing it up and turning it up because I had it really low. I couldn't even hardly hear it. Okay, there we go.
Oh, so we got to, now I got to unpause and stuff. Unmute. Okay, wait, stop right
not
there.
Not easy.
Wait, stop that right there. Stop that right
wait,
there.
Wait, did he just really? No.
Did you hear? Yeah, exactly. Jay's about to say the same thing. Jay said the same thing. You know what he said? Kylie says, that's your message? Get an Xbox 360?
Yeah, he said, so that's what you're telling people? If they don't have internet, then stick with the Xbox 360? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if people are really having problems, they're on a nuclear sub. Motherfucker, are you even paying attention?
He doesn't care. All he cares about is money in his damn pocket. That's all he fucking cares about. That's all Xbox and Microsoft seem to care about right now with this new Xbox One is the money in their pocket. A, it's marked up. B, I want to say specs lined up side to side. PS4 kicks their ass all over the place. So does the Wii U. And it's just ridiculous. And then you want to be all shit-talking people? You know, if you walk into a BX on base and you're looking at their little techie section, you're going to see Microsoft, you're going to see Xbox and Xbox games lined up. What do you want to bet that the BX changes that and starts selling and pushing the PS4 and PS4 games?
Well, Oh, they are. I said before, I'm sorry to see that we're probably going to lose a lot of charities that, you know, usually use Microsoft's Xbox because of the community aspect.
I think I'm going to send this interview to one of those military papers and see if they can't get the ball rolling on that.
Yes. Did I not tell somebody?
No, Military Times or something? Yeah, there we go. I just could not believe it. And he goes on. He's like, you know, I can't put myself in their shoes, more or less. But these guys in a sub.
Who, oh God. Of all the people that they could have picked to put in front of the camera.
Why? It had to be an egotistical, chauvinistic, self-centered, arrogant little prick that I just want to reach and he yank his tongue out.
I mean, come on.
It was just his demeanor. I don't even want to be nice. His demeanor, the sneer, like it was an actual sneer on his face when the interview was asking him about his product. It was an actual sneer on his face. Well, you know, if you don't have internet, you should just stick with Xbox 360. That's an offline device. You think, motherfucker, we already know that. What we're
but
really concerned
about.
But they've
already said they're going to see support from
yeah,
it. So what are you supposed to do?
That was going to be my next point. You've already said you're going to not support it anymore. And then most of the games that I have, I can't play without a fucking Xbox Live subscription. So what the hell are you trying to tell me?
Now, what's worse is they put out news today saying, well, they expected this backlash. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
You did not expect, no. There was no way you could have expected this.
We expect a backlash during this transition, they say.
No. I honestly think that they expected Sony to follow suit and be doing the same thing.
Yes, they did.
I think they got some bad intel. Because you know these people probably got little spies going back and forth.
Oh,
I think the Microsoft spy got some bad intel.
I love how even he and a couple of others, they were making the comment, well, when we first put Xbox Live, people didn't like that we weren't going with dial-up. And what I said this morning was, nobody fucking wanted anybody to go with dial-up. Even especially us people that played MMOs, we mm-hmm. hated fucking dial-up. We were happy.
Shit.
Because we know the problems that would happen with dial-up. So nobody was angry with you. I don't recall a single article or anything in any of the existing magazines back then.
I don't know any gamers of my any gamer friends of mine who live out in the boonies who go with dial-up. We splurge for either cable, if you can get it, please God, please.
No, we're talking about back when they came out with
DSL.
No, we're talking about when they came out with the original Xbox. That's what they're saying. They said, well, you know, people were complaining then, but nobody was complaining. I don't remember hearing a single solitary complaint of anybody picking up an Xbox.
I thought the fact of the matter is that online was that important.
Yeah.
Nobody knew anything about online. They invented it, so who was complaining about it? Nobody knew what the hell it was.
Nobody was. He's just trying to make excuses and say that, oh, well, you'll get over it. No, we won't. Because Sony is over here offering us a device that we can play offline and not even have to worry about this bullshit that you're doing. And not to mention, Sony is letting us trade games. There was this funny little, like, 20-second, 30-second clip.
Oh, that was hilarious.
It was so funny. I mean, in 20 to 30 seconds, they totally just pwned Microsoft. They were
exactly.
Like, here's how to trade used games using Sony. And it had two guys standing, two big standing
Yoshida,
around each
Yoshida.
Other. Yoshida, yeah. He had the game. The other guy said, here.
Wait, I got it.
Because this, I snorted. I showed it to Corey. I was like, I snorted. I snorted laughing. It was hilarious. The whole thing, you have to see. 20 to 30 seconds, they totally owned Microsoft. Go ahead.
Okay, plan.
I love this. I love that. It's so awesome. And that was it. And it was that little 20 to 30 second clip. They totally just owned Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then, you know, somebody asked somebody at Nintendo, you know, what are your plans for used games? And Nintendo came flat out and said, you know what? Used games, we didn't put the coding in for third parties to do anything about it. So go with your used games all you want. Because nobody's going to charge you extra on ours, period, because code's not there for it.
We're not coming after you. We want you to love whatever it is you're going to play.
I know. Everybody's
exactly.
And it goes right back to my damn point. A game, when we buy it, it's our game. We paid money for it. We own that game. Why are you making us pay for it or not be able to trade it with a friend if we already own it? It's our property. We bought it.
Well, see, and that's where the fight is coming right now with a lot of tech is, especially with, like, the phones where we can't break them ourselves. They're saying, well, you don't actually own it.
Yeah, we do.
Fuck
we bought the damn thing.
Fuck this goddamn phone. I better rip this piece of shit. Because it's only going to last 2 years, and then 2 years from now, I'm going to pay another $300 for another fucking phone.
Also, it's just the fact of the matter is, like, if piracy and this is that much of a problem, you have all this research and value, you can figure out a better way.
There is no way to stop pirates, honestly. That's pretty much, you know what, if you think back, even in stores, before, you know, we started having all the digital things, they were trying to prevent piracy. That's why we have the sensor tags, and they put all this stuff, they started putting all this stuff, strapping it down. You guys remember being kids and having to cut these ties, try to cut your damn toy out of it? That's where they came up with all this shit from. Does it stop anybody? No. You go in the store, people go in with the pliers, they cut the damn doll out, they put it in their purse, they walk out. So you're not stopping anything. You are not stopping anything.
And they'll say, well, you know, we designed it. Yes, you designed it. Well, I bought this purse that was designed by somebody else. Does that mean they still own it when I buy it?
Exactly. You don't see Versace coming to me to my, oh, by the way, you can only carry it on this arm.
Exactly.
I don't know if y'all remember, I don't know if you've heard, but I know for several years back now, I remember them throwing a fit about people doing garage sales. And, you know, who is that money going to? Because, you know, these companies, these name brand clothing should be getting a cut from that. Fuck you! I paid the $50 for your $2 pair of jeans.
Exactly. Exactly. You already got a cut off of me. It's my
it's
product now. It's my property.
If we want to get a little bit of our money back, that's our thing. Not yours. Back off. It's my piggy bank.
If I buy this movie, if I buy a DVD from the store, okay, even if it was made by somebody else, even if somebody else came up with the idea of the movie, even if the characters are in there or not me, I can still take it to someone else's house, let them borrow the DVD for a little while, and then take it back later. That's how it works. It's my property. Let me do what the fuck I want with it.
And everybody's like, well, you can turn off – for Xbox, sorry. Everybody's talking about how you can turn off the Kinect. I am going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to bet that as soon as this thing releases, the first person to try to play a movie on it's going to find it really fucking quick. No, you can turn off the Kinect when you're not using the Microsoft. Oh, sure, go ahead. Or, you know, the Xbox, go ahead. The minute
you
want to use it,
Look, and let's even get even further in. What security is the Xbox One going to use? Is it going to be WEP, WPA, WPA2, WPATSK? What are we going to use? Because then that creates a whole other problem in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You have computers. Windows XP doesn't like certain security. Then your Windows 8 doesn't like certain security. So that's a whole other little problem. And some of you are like, what the hell is she talking about? Wait till you get your Xbox home, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Awful.
Fucking Wi-Fi is not going
to
work.
No, it's not. Then you'll have to reconfigure everything in the house to fix the Xbox One, because obviously they're not going to let you reconfigure the Xbox One because they're douchebags.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a Windows XP in your house, you're pretty much fucked.
Yeah. Speaking of security, I mean, it's not making anything much better for Microsoft, considering the fact that, you know, Microsoft was named as one of the companies a part of the whole NSA leak. So,
yeah. And then they want to clown you more.
Yeah. It just doesn't help. It doesn't help. It just doesn't help.
Now, these guys have pretty much pissed me off for the last time, and then go, suck it. I mean, seriously, like the next to last image here says, you know, even Master Chief can't save him now, because I'm not coming back for Halo 5. Hey,
well, you
asked Bungie
to leave a long time ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't Bungie when they did it. I told
them. I'm with Bungie. I'm over with Bungie on PS4. What are you going to do about it now, Microsoft?
Wait a minute. You're all, what did you say? What did you say? They said?
Don't get back of your bitch trophy.
Molly brings up another point that irks my nerves so bad. If I'm watching a movie using your system, and I told you that only four people are going to be there, but someone shows up halfway through the movie, they're like, "Oh, hey guys, what's up? Yeah, sure, sit down and watch a movie with us." I'm gonna get charged for an extra person because your Kinect sees this extra person sitting here? That is fucking bullshit. If I paid for the movie, it's on my TV, I should be able to have the whole fucking town in my house watching the movie.
But like I said to Corey, if I know somebody who has this, I'm going to find a way. You know, I'm going to have them, all right, sit on your couch. I'm going to take a picture of you. Print the picture out. And somehow do the whole distance scaling just right.
I would not even worry, because here's the thing. There's already some prototypes floating around. Somebody has already given it to somebody. Somebody's already cracked it open. 2 days after this thing launches, somebody's going to already have figured out how to do all this shit we don't want. And then Microsoft's got two choices. Either you fix the fucking shit, or this person's going to give it away to everybody. All your little plans going to just fall by the wayside, because somebody's going to hand all the people that did go ahead and follow you and realize that they probably did it in error, but they've already spent their money. They can't do anything about it, but they're going to get exactly what they wanted, what we wanted. But you know where I'm going to be? Over on the PS4. And I'll be looking back at you, Microsoft, singing, mm-hmm. You must not know about me. You must not know about me. To the left, to the left. Yeah, bye, Microsoft.
Ugh. All your shitty games in the box.
To the left. I am not amused. I'm still, we've been mad about this for like 2 or 3 weeks. I'm mostly, I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm just hurt. You know how you have that bad breakup? You're just like, I don't even know. We've argued enough, Microsoft. We fought. We've argued. There's nothing else to talk about.
You know, and I just don't get it. I really don't get who in their right mind sat in a meeting and said, "Hey guys, I got a great idea.
I got a bunch of great ideas."
You know, I heard that the guys over Microsoft smoke some crazy shit, but
it's gonna be awesome. Why don't we make our shit be, you know, always on?
You know what? Our profits have been too high.
You know what? My last comment on this is, you know what? You know who's really laughing at all of this stuff that's going on with Microsoft, though? Nintendo.
Yeah. Nintendo is laughing their ass off.
Microsoft used to talk shit about Nintendo. Nintendo's like,
like, how do you get, how do you, like, out-worsen Nintendo?
No.
Like, how did you do it? How did you do
Nintendo
it?
Nintendo doesn't do anything bad. Nobody takes Nintendo seriously.
Like, you know how bad it is? I'm hearing rumors that EA might go back to Wii U development.
They already did the next day. You weren't paying attention. They did the next day after they said that you were Microsoft. They did the very next day. They went back.
That is all that we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. We have 30 seconds left. So, you want to tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey. You're all, we expect swag. Find some, steal some, whatever, bring it back. Anyway, you want to favorite us if you like us, and favorite if you don't, because you know that's how we roll. Remember, boys and girls, Microsoft is the devil.
Oh, my God.
I just want wanted to say that. All right, say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches. Fuck you, Microsoft. Goodbye, the fire.
Oh, my God.
Microsoft is a devil.